All right. I love you. Has anybody told you that this week? All right. If they haven't, I just did. I'm going to preach again today on the second coming. I'm going to preach at least two, maybe three more sermons on the second coming. And this from 1 Thessalonians 3, starting in verse 13 through verse 18. I'm gonna read it. But I do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning those who have fallen asleep, lest you sorrow as others who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, God will bring with him those who sleep in Jesus. For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who are asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God. And the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And thus we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another with these words. Amen. He's coming again. He's coming again for his own. He's coming again for his children, and we have it by the authority of the word of God, by the authority of the word of Paul and the word of God. 1 Corinthians 15, 12 through 14. I always hate when I do that, but since I promised you guys that I wasn't any longer going to cheat, I can't do it. Now, if Christ is preached that he has been raised from the dead, how do some among you say that there is no resurrection? But if there is no resurrection of the dead, then Christ is not risen. And if Christ is not risen, then our preaching is empty and your faith is also empty. Our lives just follow the life of Jesus. We follow him here on earth and we'll follow him right up into glory. Listen, Christ was raised. That passage in Corinthians says Christ was raised. So why are we to think that we will not be raised? That passage I read to you earlier from Matthew 24, verses 35 and following, basically said, the word rapture is not used in the Bible. But it basically said that there is one. It said there will be two in the field, one's left and the other's taken away. There will be two, I can't remember, grinding stone, grinding wheat, something. Okay, one will be taken and one will be left. There is, by the authority of the word of God, there is a rapture. Now, I'm not saying when it's going to happen. Okay, so that's not what this sermon is about. Before tribulation, after tribulation, whatever. It says that it's going to happen before he comes. It might be 1 second before he comes again. This passage says that we're going to rise up, we're going to go up, we're going to meet the Lord in the air. So we're not going to meet him on the ground. We're going to meet him in the air. And this is the resurrection. No, yep. This is the resurrection. The dead in Christ are going to rise first. Even so, God will bring with him those who sleep in Jesus. The difference between believers and non-believers is hope. Now, you may say, well, Brother Keith, that's pie in the sky, hopeful by and by. But listen, faith is the substance of things hoped for. And the evidence of things not seen. It's, our faith is something that has evidence to it. Our faith is something that has a certainty to it. And it's that certainty that allows us to hope. 2 Thessalonians, since we're right there, 2 Thessalonians 5:8 says, I'm 2 Thessalonians, I think. Maybe 1 Thessalonians, you're right, 5:8. I read that one in that 2 Thessalonians 5:8, and I want to get away from there pretty quick. But we'll cover it in the coming weeks. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and as a helmet, the hope of salvation. As a helmet, the hope of salvation. The hope of salvation is what covers us. The hope of salvation, it covers our head. We have the authority of the Word of God. But I do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning those who have fallen asleep, as you sorrow as others who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, God will bring with him those who sleep in Jesus. For this we say by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who are asleep. He's coming again. He's coming again. 1 Thessalonians 2, 19-20. What is our hope, our joy, our crown, or rejoicing? Is it not even you in the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ at his coming? For your glory, for you are our glory and our joy. 3:11-13. Now may the God and Father himself and the Lord Jesus Christ direct our way to you. And the Lord make you increase and make you abound in love to one another, to all, just as we also do, so that he may establish your hearts blameless in holiness before God and Father at the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ with all his saints. He's coming, and he's bringing all of his saints with him. When he comes, the dead in Christ are going to rise first. First, that means before we get to go, or if we're dead, we get to go first. Those who have died and belong to God, God will be with them. God will bring them with him, and we'll see them in the air, and we'll be caught up together with them in the air. I just want to do one thing right quick. Soul sleep, I can't get behind it. 1 Corinthians 5:8. I can't get behind it for one reason, is that right there, that those who have died are going to come with him to the second coming. And 5:8, therefore let us... No. Second. I'm getting my ones and my twos confused today. 2 Corinthians 5:8, yes. We're confident, yes. Well pleased, rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. When Christ comes again, he's going to bring those who are asleep. Now, let me say something here. I believe Paul believed in the imminent return of Christ. And what I mean by imminent is that it could happen at any moment. It could happen at any time, at any second. And the reason I say that is because of a little pronoun that he uses in verse 15. He says, we. For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means prevent those who are asleep. He's using the word we. There is nothing else on God's timetable in the history that needs to happen that will happen before the coming of the Lord. It has all been taken care of. It has all been done for us. He is right there. He is waiting. He's waiting for the word from the Father. You know, that passage of scripture in John chapter 14, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions, and if it were not so, I would have told you, and I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, then I'll come again and receive you to myself. That's based on an ancient Nazarene, which Jesus is, wedding ceremony. And the idea is that only the Father knows. The bride, the groomsmen, and the bride, they didn't even know when it would be, when the wedding would be. Their job was to just be ready. In my Father's house are many mansions. He would go and he would build on to his Father's house. And the bride would go and she would get all the things and all the stuff that her bridesmaids would need to make it the way that they wanted it. And then one day, who knows when, one day, the Father would say to the Son, Son, go get your bride. Amen. Go get your bride. And he would go and he would get her. He will come. Is he going to come with us or for us? One of the two. He will come. And the resurrection, well, this resurrection, I almost didn't put this in there because I didn't want to confuse you, but there's two resurrections. There's a resurrection of life, and there's also the resurrection of the judgment. John 5:28. This is this one isn't real clear. Do not marvel at this, for the hour is coming in which all who are in the graves will hear his voice and come forth. Those who have done good to the resurrection of life, and those who have done evil to the resurrection of condemnation. Now, Revelation chapter 20, and everybody loves Revelation. I don't know how much of chapter 20 to read to you. It's about Satan being thrown in a pit and a seal set up on it. And for 1,000 years, there's going to be, Christ is going to reign on this earth right here. Let me just read 5 and 6, and then I'm going to skip down and read verse 14. But the rest of the dead, see the rest of the dead. If you want to believe in soul sleep, okay, but that's, you're going to miss it. The rest of the dead did not live again until 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he who is part in the first resurrection. Over such the second death has no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ and shall reign with him 1,000 years. I'm going to start in verse 13. The sea gave up the dead who were in it, and death and Hades delivered up the dead who were in them, and they were judged each one according to his work. Then death and Hades were cast into the lake of fire. And this is the second death. My friends, there is only one way to avoid the second death. And that is to place your faith in Jesus. That is to repent of your sin and to turn to God. It's, repentance is we so often emphasize what we're turning away from, but it's what we're turning to that really matters. We're turning to God. We're turning to face God. We're turning to follow after God. And that's how you escape the second death. Shout of command for the Lord himself. I love this verse. With a shout. The verse implies a command. I don't know what he'll say. I don't know if he'll say, stop it. I don't know if he'll say, enough. I don't know if he'll say, come up here, come on up, come forth. Maybe like he did Lazarus, he'll say, Lazarus, come forth. He'll tell all the graves to come forth, and they'll leave the grave and go up to meet him in the air. Whatever, with the voice of an archangel. The voice, have you ever heard an archangel? I don't know, Michael or what's the other one? Gabriel, yeah. Ever heard them speak? The scriptures say that the voice of God is like the sound of many waters. And it'll just be roaring and it'll be blasting. The one I like the most is, well, I can't say the most. The one that I like a lot is the trumpet of God. And with the trumpet of God, the dead in Christ will rise first. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. With the voice, with the sound of the trumpet. I don't know. You know, here's what I do know. This is a sermon in itself. And I'm going to do it real fast. The feasts of God are a historical timetable for God. Pentecost and the Feast of Weeks have already happened. Pentecost has already happened. And now we're living in what Jeremiah calls the times of the Gentiles. And you know what comes next? The trumpets. Amen. What comes next is the trumpets and the trumpets of God. I don't want you to think of that kind of trumpet. I want you to think of this kind of trumpet. Now, I'm going to try to blow this thing. I did it in the office before. I did it out there. Nobody paid attention. My friends, he's going to give it a blow. Amen. And when he gives it a blow, the dead in Christ are going to rise. Glory. And then we who are alive and remain are going to rise. Amen. And we're going to meet the Lord in the air, it says, in the air. Amen. And we are going to forever be with him from that day forward. Amen. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them to meet the Lord in the air, and thus we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another with these words. Listen, my friends, rejoice, rejoice, be glad, comfort the hearts. I'm going to look at one more verse here before I go. It's in 1 Corinthians 15, 51. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. We will not all sleep. John chapter 11, you can see in there where sleep means death. He said, Lazarus is asleep. they said, if he's asleep, then he'll wake up. And he said, no, Lazarus is dead. It was plainly said, we'll not all sleep. We'll not all die. But we'll all be changed. Amen. Stand up with me, if you would. Whew. I don't know where you are today, but this I know. Unless you repent today, you will not make the trumpet. Unless you repent, you won't be there for the trumpet. But if you repent, when the trumpet sounds, you'll go to meet the Lord. Would you repent? Repent. I have decided to follow Jesus. Sing.